Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Kid Stories Podcast. I'm Phil Bechtel. Let's get into a shout-out. Kaylee from Texas just had a birthday. Happy birthday, Kaylee! I hope for your birthday you get a pocket unicorn and a cell phone that can call the valley and a book of spells that only you can read and a big bucket of goofballs. I think if you were a character from the stories, you'd be a dream ninja and you could enter people's dreams and nightmares. Thanks for listening and happy birthday, Kaylee. Today's episode is titled Invisible Invasion, Part 4. The early morning fog drifted across Vales Island as the ship docked at a gleaming metal pier. Devney and Samaya, still invisible but with the spray starting to wear off in small patches, had climbed into a crate of tiny flower monkeys and had been transported up near some buildings on Vales Island. The sad animals sat exhausted in their crates from the journey. The wooden crates were lined and stacked near a cluster of buildings on the island.
"This place is nothing like I've ever seen," Samaya whispered,
watching robotic arms unload more cages from the ship. They looked around, trying to figure out what all these buildings were for. It didn't all look like just one big mansion. It looked like a little village or a university campus or something. The sisters had expected guards and high walls, but this was different. Walkways made of shimmering glass connected buildings that looked very advanced. Strange humming sounds filled the air, along with occasional roars, squeaks, and buzzes that didn't sound quite natural.
"Look at that," Devney pointed, "over by that big silver dome."
A creature was being led between buildings by handlers in white coats. At first glance, it looked like a barbecue bee, but much, much bigger. Instead of fuzzy black and yellow stripes, it had golden scales. And its wings. Its wings flickered with rainbow colors, just like a rainbow chameleon's secretions.
"That's not possible," Samaya breathed. "They couldn't have."
"But they did," Devney cut her off.
"They combined them somehow."
They watched in horror as the bee chameleon creature trudged along, looking nothing like the happy, busy barbecue bees from home. Its eyes were dull, and even its rainbow wings seemed to droop. Security guards and scientists fast-walked in and out of the buildings, clearly very busy with the arrival of all the new animals.
"Let's get in one of those buildings and figure this thing out," Samaya said.
They squirmed out of the monkey crate and started to inch away from the busy guards. But one of the guards was heading straight for them. Devney looked around frantically and spotted an open door nearby.
"Run!"
she hissed. The girls knew they were invisible, but enough of the spray had rubbed off that someone would probably notice them if they got too close. They sprinted for the door, trying to keep their footsteps silent, and they dove through just as the guard passed by. Landing in a heap, they held their breath, waiting to see if they'd been detected.
"Come on, help me move these cages,"
the security guard barked to another, just outside the door they'd ducked into. The sisters let out their breath in relief.
"That was too close," Samaya said.
Sam? Devney's voice had an edge to it.
"I don't think that's our biggest problem right now."
They had landed in some kind of observation room. Through a massive window, they could see deeper into the building, into what looked like a laboratory. Scientists in white coats moved between tables where animals lay sedated. And at the center of the room was a massive machine, humming with energy, covered in tubes and wires and glass chambers. It was all very complex and advanced, like nothing the girls had ever seen before.
"I bet Dunbar would love this place," said Devney.
On the wall of the room was painted, Combination Processing Center.
Oh no, Samaya whispered. What are they doing to them?
Before Devney could answer, a voice came from down a nearby hall.
Mr. Vale will be here any minute to inspect the new specimens. Everything must be perfect.
The sisters pressed themselves against the wall as white-coated scientists hurried past. Through the observation window, they watched the Combination Processing Center come alive with activity. The girls had never before seen this level of technology. It was amazing. They had never even heard of such advanced scientific achievement. Vale's Island was perhaps the most technologically advanced place on the planet.
Look at those screens, Samaya whispered.
Large monitors displayed information about different creatures. One showed a barbecue bee, with notes like, heat resistance, 87% compatible, and honey production, ideal candidate. Another showed a rainbow chameleon with light manipulation index, exceptional.
They're rating them, Devney said, like ingredients in a recipe.
Two scientists stopped nearby, looking down at their clipboards.
The new specimens from Catalba are promising, one said, especially the golden slug spiders. Their web tensile strength could solve our stability issues.
Yes, but are they compatible? The last attempt at combining their silk production with barbecue bee heat resistance was unfortunate.
Mr. Vale says he solved that problem. The new genetic splicing procedure should...
They were interrupted by a commotion at the main door. Everyone in the lab suddenly stood straighter, adjusting their lab coats and stacks of papers they were holding.
He's here,
someone whispered. Magnus Vale didn't so much enter the room as glide into it. He was tall and elegant, wearing a perfectly tailored white suit. His silver hair was swept back, and his eyes gleamed with intelligence. But there was something else in those eyes. Something that made both sisters shiver.
Welcome, welcome, Vale spread his arms wide. Show me our new friends from Catalba.
Scientists scrambled to present their findings. Vale moved from station to station, examining readings and making notes, checking out the new animals as guards carried them in their crates.
Excellent heat resistance in these barbecue bees, he said, his voice smooth as honey. And their cooperative nature. Yes, this could be exactly what we need to stabilize the chameleon spider hybrid.
Sir, one scientist stepped forward nervously. Some of the specimens seem, resistant to the procedures.
They simply don't understand yet, Vale said, placing a gentle hand on a sedated Butthorn's head. Nature, in all its wonder, is inefficient. One creature can fly, another can turn invisible. Another produces silk stronger than steel. But imagine if we could combine these gifts. Create perfect creatures that could do it all.
He walked to a large covered cage and pulled off the sheet. Inside was something that made the sisters gasp. It looked mostly like a golden slug spider, but its web glowed with barbecue bee honey light, and parts of its body flickered in and out of visibility.
Look at her, Vale said proudly. She can spin invisible webs that generate heat. Think of the possibilities, the applications. This is just the beginning.
But sir, another scientist said, the failure rate...
Progress requires sacrifice.
Vale cut him off, though his voice stayed gentle.
Yes, there have been unfortunate failures, but each one teaches us more. And soon,
he turned to face the massive combination machine.
Soon we'll be ready for something truly spectacular.
He walked to a special containment unit and peered inside.
Have the new specimens prepared for processing by tomorrow. I want to begin phase two immediately.
The phase two, sir?
Yes, Vale smiled, and it was both brilliant and terrible.
Why stop at combining two creatures, or three? Imagine a single creature with all their abilities.
The sisters exchanged invisible glances of horror.
It's time, Vale continued, to create my masterpiece.
As Vale swept out of the room, followed by his nervous scientists, Devney and Samaya remained frozen in their hiding spot.
We have to stop him,
Samaya whispered.
But how?
Devney replied.
And what's he going to do to those animals tomorrow?
But deep down, she knew. They were going to try and combine them into one animal, probably with awful results. After Vale left, the sisters knew they had to work fast.
We should split up, Devney whispered. Cover more ground.
Are you crazy? Samaya hissed. This place is like a maze.
Exactly why we need to split up. Look, you follow those scientists with the tablets. I'll track where they're taking the animals.
Samaya wanted to argue, but she knew her sister was probably right.
Fine, but be careful. The invisibility spray is wearing off more and more.
They bumped invisible fists and separated. Devney followed a group of handlers moving cages down a sterile white hallway. The animals inside were still mostly invisible, but she could hear their frightened noises. She recognized Mrs. Pippin's Butthorn's specific, worried grunt.
Don't worry, she whispered as she passed. We'll get you out.
The cages were taken to a massive room filled with containment units. Each one was climate-controlled and monitored by dozens of sensors. But what caught Devney's attention were the units marked Failed Combinations. Inside one, she saw something that looked like it had once been a rainbow chameleon, but its scales were warped and dull. In another, a creature that was a flower monkey at one point lay motionless, strange wings fused wrongly to its body. These creatures were failed attempts at combination animals, and they were not well.
This is horrible, Devney whispered.
Meanwhile, Samaya had followed the scientists to Vale's main laboratory. The room was enormous, filled with computers and strange equipment. On one wall, screens displayed genetic codes and compatibility charts. Another showed a map of the world with locations marked Frost Phoenix, White Mountains, Shadow Wolves, The Dark Side, Lightning Serpents, Cloud Cities.
He's getting animals from everywhere, Samaya realized.
She crept closer to a central computer station. A video was playing, showing earlier combination attempts. She watched in horror as two different creatures were placed in the machine's chambers. Energy pulsed between them and then combined them, but it was all wrong. And the resulting animal lay on the ground, breathing heavily and seeming to be in pain. Samaya turned away, feeling sick. An alarm suddenly blared through the facility.
Attention all staff, Vale's voice came over speakers. Begin preparation for Phase 2 combination processing. All priority specimens to be prepped immediately.
Samaya raced out of the lab, trying to find Devney. But the corridors all looked the same, and she could hear people approaching from every direction. Worse, when she looked down, she could see patches of her arm becoming visible. Samaya ducked into what looked like a supply closet as scientists in lab coats rushed all over.
Come on, Devney, she whispered. Where are you?
At that moment, Devney was having her own crisis. She'd found the preparation room where animals were being fitted with sensors and given injections to optimize them for combination.
Begin with the barbecue bees, a scientist ordered. Their heat resistance is crucial for initial stability.
Devney watched, hunched behind a stack of metal crates, as they approached the bee cage. She could stop them. Maybe cause a distraction. Maybe... But then what? The facility was huge. There were dozens of guards. Even if they could free some animals, how would they get them all out? And what about all the other creatures Vale had collected from around the world? Devney backed away and rushed out, looking for Samaya to formulate a better plan. Devney discovered quickly that the facility was too full of scientists running all around. They had filled the building as Phase 2 neared, and she knew she needed to get out of sight entirely.
She leaned her shoulder into a door marked storage and found herself in the same hiding place as Samaya.
"Well, this is lucky," said Devney.
"They're starting phase two," Samaya said. "I found the prep room."
"So what do we do? We can't let him hurt these animals," Devney said. "I saw the failed results of these experiments, and it's awful."
Devney looked down at her hands, now mostly visible. The invisible spray had almost completely worn off. Samaya now wished they hadn't come here alone. They were terribly outnumbered.
"I think our best bet is to just try and destroy this place," Samaya said. "Burn the whole thing down."
"Yeah, but first we need to get the animals out," said Devney. "So it sounds like we need to start with a distraction."
Yeah, right," said Samaya. "Let's sneak out of here and blow something up. Everybody will rush to check it out, then we can set these animals free and blow up this building."
The girls silently crept out of the laboratory and out into the cool air of Vale's Island. It was nighttime now, making it easier for the Dropkick Sisters to sneak about without being seen as their invisibility spray wore off. As they crept from building to building, from bush to bush, they kept their eyes peeled for something they could blow up or set on fire that would create a distraction big enough to lure out the scientists and guards. The end. Thanks for listening, friends. The website is kidstoriespodcast.com. Send all your drawings and things to kidstoriespodcast@gmail.com. Adios.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.